For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bravo Live, happy Friday.
I appreciate the hat on you today.
Thanks. Yeah, I wore it for you.
I know you do, and I appreciate you don't have to do that because I didn't say you look bad without a hat.
Right.
I just complimented the fact you had a hat.
Thanks.
One day.
Yeah.
So you turned that into I don't like to see you ever without a hat.
Well, no, it just happened on the same day when I think someone else either on Twitter was like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I like Drew with a hat. So I was like, oh, well, I must look terrible without a hat. So time to start wearing a hat all the time.
Hat daddy.
You need to stop listening to these comments.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Can I make a true confession right here on the radio?
Oh, no.
So I knew I was going to come here and record a rap song today. And so I was very conscious of like my attire because I feel like you have to dress for the job that you want.
For sure. It's right. A whole vibe.
Right. So it's a vibe. So I wore my son's wheat Jordans, and then I wore my G-Unit shirt that I got at Burlington Coat Factory a long time ago.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know. The only place where I've ever bought G-Unit clothing and FUBU underwear.
Who was your favorite member of the G-Unit?
I was a big fan of Fitty. I liked Fitty. The only one I can name. And so then I was getting ready, and I had even taken the picture. I had, you know, when you are texting someone a picture, you can either send the picture from your photos or you can take the picture while you're texting with them.
Yeah.
Always just go take a photo, then send it from
the
app.
Oh. I feel like that camera that comes from your text app is not as good as just using the straight up camera.
Totally agree. And I had just sent... I just sent my girlfriend a nude, full frontal in the mirror.
Flaccid?
Yeah, I mean I'm not gonna.
Okay,
shove it up
why,
for her.
I didn't know why I asked it so aggressively. It was
just you did ask.
Well, I'm just saying like yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway, I had just done that, and I had a text open with John, and I had my shirt, my G-Unit shirt open. And I was trying to look like a rapper, and I had my pants on. But I had my shirt open, and I almost sent it to John.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, no.
Because then I thought you might, like, tweet it out, so I didn't.
Oh!
I know. It was really close. And then I realized how ridiculous it was that I even thought about it.
So do you have the picture?
No, because I... Because
it was through the messaging
It was through
app.
The message, yeah.
Okay. What would happen if you saw Drew naked? Would that change your
it
relationship,
wasn't naked.
John?
No. It wasn't naked. I was...
I think I've
my pants on.
I've seen at least his bare ass. I don't think I've seen the hog.
I've seen a lot
like
of John.
Do you feel like it would change things between you two?
Yes.
Okay.
Not in a bad way.
Oh. What would it change?
Well, I think anytime you know everything, like I think that just adds another layer to your relationship. I don't know how it would change our day in and day out working relationship, but you can't, you know, stare a man's hog in the eye and not have it change your relationship.
Yeah, it would tweak things, not make it better, not make it worse.
No. It's another layer.
Yeah. But I didn't send it because my closet was a mess, and that was why I was like, if John tweets this out, people are going to rag on me for my messy closet.
Oh, that's...
So
that's
well, I like your attire. I noticed it as soon as I walked in.
Thanks. I'm a rapper. Drew Grabba Live, hello, who are you?
Yes, you are.
From the 727, hello.
It's Tony, One Hit Wonder, Climax Blues Band.
I feel like Climax Blues Band had another song besides I Love You, which is a great song, by the way. But I feel like, let me just see if I'm right. Climax Blues Band.
I've never even heard of I Love You, but couldn't get it right.
Oh, well, I've never heard of Couldn't Get It Right, so I guess they're not a one-hit wonder. You've heard of I Love You. Everybody who was alive in the 1970s and 80s knows this one. It's one of the most beautiful songs a man could sing to a woman. You know it, right? Listen up.
You play this often.
Or a man could sing to another man.
I mean, whatever you're into, dude.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the to tell, growing my head.
I'm putting in the hat because John thinks it looks good the way.
You came along and stole my heart when you entered my life. Ooh, babe, you got what it takes, so I made you my wife.
Come on, guys.
Since then, I never looked back. It's almost like living a dream. And ooh, I love you.
Oh, it's a beautiful jam.
You came along from far away.
So we're going into phase three. What does it mean, John? Bars and restaurants at full capacity?
Yeah, it means that the regulator is off in the state of Florida. It really does seem. Ronnie D went from... it seems like just yesterday we were begging for the bars and breweries to be open, and today everything's open. As much as we could want it to be.
And hold your opinions to yourself until 5 o'clock because we're going to talk about if it's okay or not okay then. Drew Gobble Live, hello.
And he announced it in St. Pete.
That's pretty cool.
Hey. I love how every discussion that has to do with bars and breweries happens in St. Pete.
Well, we're known for it.
Yeah.
Hello, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I was actually calling for the game, but now that I just got through, I was actually in the car with my daughter, and I wanted to show her how to get on the radio.
Okay. All right. How old is she?
She's laughing pretty. She is 10 years old.
All right. I feel like we could teach her a little something. What do you feel?
I really like your show, man. Your raps are the best, seriously.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It starts immediately, by the way, phase three.
Phase three starts now.
Starts immediately. The move lifts all restrictions on restaurant, bar, and retail store capacity.
Would you allow us access to your daughter to talk to her? Can we talk to your daughter?
Yep.
Talk to your
there
daughter.
She is right here.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Elena.
Hi, Helena. Drew Garabo and John Senning and Mike Rotunda. Did your dad make you sit through a workshop on how to get on the radio?
I always make fun of him and say, then call in if you know the answers.
Aw, that's sweet.
Is your dad cool?
Yeah.
Is he your hero?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. What do you want to do when you grow up? Besides get rid of this COVID, am I right?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, what do you want to do when you grow up for work?
A flight attendant.
Oh, really shooting for the skies there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was a flight attendant on TWA Airlines.
No.
And what? She was. She'd fly around the country, and she had a very enjoyable career serving up that TWA coffee and that TWA milk. She was great. It was so much fun. If you're not going to be a flight attendant, like let's suppose, you know, there's no more flight attendants and there are robots up there. What's your second choice?
I would try to get a softball scholarship.
Oh, all right. That's pretty sweet. You play softball now, do you? You should start if you don't.
Yes.
What music are you listening to right now? Not right now, you're listening to us, but like in general.
I like country.
Oh, John, she's right up your alley.
Musically.
Yeah.
We like the same kind of music.
Yeah, you guys both like country music. Who's your favorite country artist?
Luke Bryant.
Oh, John loves him.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I respect your opinion, young lady. Luke Bryan, I find to be a little too commercialized for my taste. I'm more of a Luke Combs guy.
Oh, that's it.
You like him?
Luke Combs is
I've probably heard a song of him, but I've never, like, heard of him.
Say, did you hear that Governor DeSantis started phase three today?
I don't know what that is.
Well, you're about to learn. In reggae form with Drew Garabo, John Senning, and Mike Rotunda. You ready?
Sure.
Elena, listen up one time. Well, the news came down at 2:45 that we were about to go in the place to be. The bars and the restaurant will open their doors so you can get drunk with a lot of... I almost used the word when talking to a kid, but that would mean I could flip my lid. Now here comes John Sennin, he's on the mic to tell us about phrase three and what you like.
Stepping up and you know I get wild. My rhymes aren't meant a child. I won't be sitting at home. I'm about to hit the streets so I can roam. Let's get drunk and roll up the skunk. We're gonna party tonight to do it drunk. There's a child on the line, you see. It makes me uncomfortable, as can be. The bars are open, so go on out. Pick up a nice lady and take her about.
Phase three, what could it be? I'll tell you real quick, and here we go. It's the gym, it's the theme park, it's the sporting event. You go and get your ticket, and you can go eat at Chuck E. Cheese and get your token. You can take home that little Elmo spoken.
Elmo smoking, that's really bad. Our little kid rhymes are making me sad. Poor little Elena, she getting warped. But her daddy did this cause he's a good sport. He said get on the phone and talk to the guys, and I'ma sit here and eat some Popeye spicy chicken thighs. And the red beans and rice is nice.
Drew Grab Alive, how can we help you?
Oh, good. The kid's gone.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Drew?
Oh, man.
I hung up right when I almost said horse.
Yeah, I got to say, just the presence of that child on the line made me realize I don't think I'll ever have kids.
No, but happy daughter day to that dude.
Well, no, yeah. And they're lovely. I love other people. You know, that's good. That, right. You know, but just, I was just not meant to be near children.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Hello, go ahead, caller.
Not legally.
Hi, Drew?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Real good, thank you. You?
Good, good. Hey, that Climax Blues Band that you just played.
Yep.
Did you know Tesla redid that?
I did not. They redid I Love You?
Yes. Check it out on YouTube. It's awesome.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They did. One moment.
Jeff Key sings it awesome.
Who's Jeff Key?
The singer.
I figured. It loses a little something without that cool keyboard sound. I'm not going to lie. When I was
a young man, oh, my God.
We have different definitions of awesome, my friend.
Oh, come on.
This, oh, my goodness.
This is everything awesome.
This is everything awful.
You came along.
I can't.
Solar DJ tweeted me with a good one. Crazy Town, Butterfly.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Come, my Shifty Shell Shock.
No other songs you got to worry about there.
No, you're right. No. Rest in peace, right? He's dead, isn't he?
No, wait. Is he?
No, wait. This isn't Togo, John.
Shifty Shell Shock?
I think Shifty Shell Shock is dead, yeah.
No.
I think so. I think he OD'd. I know he was on Celebrity Rehab.
He's alive, 46 years old. Man,
I'm really bad at this.
You want everyone dead.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
James Earl Jones and Shifty Shell Shock thought they were dead, but I was wrong. Go ahead, sorry.
Another one-hit wonder would be Lee Michaels. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, look that one up, Sefner Ray. How are things, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good. My hip's healing up. Hopefully, I go back to work in about a week.
Hell yeah, man. You ready for another Buccaneers win this weekend, baby?
Woo! Damn right. You know we're going to win.
Hell yeah, we are.
Yep.
14 more to go.
Yep, we're going mile high this weekend, and then we're going to watch the Bucs game.
Been 14 That's right. Days
since this is Ray's one-hit wonder right here. You do a little dance to this one, Ray?
No.
Oh. You do a little dicky dance, like when you get out of the shower, you make that dicky dance. You're just like, know what
I mean? No, I gotta be careful because of my hip.
Well, you're just really.
That was rude for you to ask. Really, I mean, the man's got a broken hip, and you're asking him like about his dancing habits.
Man, Ray will just bring it right back down to earth.
Well, I mean, you know, the truth is sad sometimes. That's the thing.
Lie to me, Ray. Tell me you do the dicky dance, all right? I don't want to know about your damn hip, all right? I forgot you had hip replacement surgery. Jesus. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Billy, south of the Skyway.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's up, dude?
I got a one-hit wonder. Do you remember Andrew Gold?
No.
Lonely Boy.
Andrew Gold. I remember Lonely Boy by the Black Keys, but hold on one second. Lonely.
No, this is in the 70s.
Oh, all right. Hold on one second. pretty funky so far. I like using the word funky.
He was born on a summer day, 1951.
I've never heard this song
before. I'm more of a Lost Lonely Boys fan.
You got an email, John.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that one duo. They've been around 51 years. You know who I'm talking about, man?
51 years. Yeah, I'm about that age. I'm 54.
No, yeah, no. There's a duo that's been around for 51 years. You know who I mean?
No, I don't.
D's Nuts. They've been together. been together 51 years. Drew Gabba Live. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Drew?
Hi. What's up, dude?
So word's coming in that DeSantis is rolling back all the restrictions. I just saw a little glimpse of it. I wanted to see if you had any information on it.
Well, all right, let me find a different reggae instrumental for you, and we'll give you some information, sir. Do you have the information handy, John?
Yeah, I've got information.
All right, Micah, do you have your information handy?
I do.
All right, then since people seem to like it a little bit, I don't even know what this one sounds like.
Oh, daddy like.
What's your name, sir?
Bob.
All right, Bob. Bob with the Inquisition. What is the official position of the Florida? Yeah, the Sunshine State. If we could open things up, that'd be really great. But some people are nervous because the virus ain't gone. They think if they go out, the virus will be on their skin or on their face, and then they get a bad disease. Then that will bring them to their Larry Berry knees. Now, John, won't you give them some facts about the Phase 3 opening on the wax?
Oh, in Florida, we got the sun. And you know when you hear the corona's done. It is over and we're going out. The regulation has been dropped and it's time to shout. Cause we're going out drinking and we're going out right. I take my blunt and I roll it real tight. 50% is so long gone. Now we crank it up when we sing our song.
Lemonade the menus, open up the bars. We about to take the capacity to Mars. We are open, Phase 3 please. We are open, Phase 3 please.
Here's a little something that you may not like, because we fixing to see a big corona spike. Yeah, the numbers get big, but don't be scared, because we all gonna die one day.
Oh no, that opinion don't take unless you want to listen to a liberal snowflake. The corona is a hoax and it's not even real. So don't be scared or fight how you feel. You want to go out, then do it right. Corona never hurt a man.
That's what I expect you say, but the corona will be gone on election day, because the vaccine gets released on November 5th, and Trump is evil like the Lord of the Sith.
You want to travel, maybe want to go and lay some new gravel. You can go to the Home Depot, cause you can be in there with all of your friends and buy some new paint.
Buy some paint and this might rock, cause if you need some shower stuff, buy some hot caulk. C-A to the U-L-K. You can have caulk in your mouth, it don't mean that you're gay. Or a little bit bi, just give it a try and squeeze all the caulk till the caulk runs dry.
Oh yeah, fill up Ray J. It's time to get in and watch our boys play. Woo! Phase 3, it makes me feel so good that I am packing 3 inches of wood.
3 inches of wood to stick in a hole. And you best believe fans at the Super Bowl, because that's why DeSantis made decision today to fill up the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay.
One question, can you answer this for me? Halloween, can we give out the candy?
Well, yes, you damn sure can. Unless you're liberal, snowflake, woman or man, then you
hide in the house with your lights turned off. They see the kids, don't let them hear you cough. But if you're not scared, open up your doors for all of the moms who are dressed like whores.
I have a question that I just must ask. How much longer must I wear this mask? It's making me sick breathing in my own air. I want to rip it off and I just don't care.
You hate the mask, it makes you say ouchie. I'ma ask my homie, name a Dr. Fauci. Huh.
727-579-1025. I felt like that was informative and entertaining. Yeah. Stay right where you are, for when we come back, John has joints. John, what will those joints compose of today?
A very interesting wrinkle. If you'll remember the story out of Frostproof, where there was a terrible triple murder, lots of people wanted to help. We even wanted to help at one point. Mm. A follow-up story to what happened to all that money, as well as a new Reese's candy bar that I can't wait to tell you about.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.